Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
I'm going to do a bit of a message today. It's more than just a chat. It's going to hopefully have a profound impact on our Italian. How many of you speak Italian? Oh, okay, I'm right then. So I've put a title around this kind of message. It's a bit of a share, and it's called The Pareto Principle. Pareto was an Italian farmer who had mostly organic stuff. This is going back a few years now. And he realized that when he was gathering in the peas, he brought them in pods, and he realized there was a funny principle that about 20% of his total number of pods produced 80% of his peas. So this principle that this Italian farmer found has been applied ever since then in the workplace, in the home place, in your life, in my life. It's been put in place for years, and it's this principle, which is a bit like this, which is that usually in a business or in a company, and sometimes in church, but not this one, is 80% of the work is done by 20% of the people. Woohoo! There also can be a dynamic here where 20% of the people are investing in 80% of the problems. But then that's not you, because we don't have problems here. We only have solutions. Thank you, Jesus. But this principle called the Pareto Principle, this translates to today, and maybe we've used this principle. It's called the someone else will do it rule. Have you heard of that one? Have you not heard of that one? This principle is called the someone else will do it rule. Have you heard that one? Have you been on either end of that one? So Luke is a good example of someone who does not fulfill that rule. So when Luke turns up, he's not thinking someone else will do it. What he's thinking is 20% of me needs to produce 80% of what we want to do. So he's on the foot. He's in there thinking, actually, I can't leave this for someone else to do because they might blow themselves up. We might end up listening to the local taxi service, which would be a hoot, possibly. I went to a few churches and began to preach, and all I could hear was, can you pick up Mildred from the chip shop and take her to... But it was like, if it was anointed, it had been awesome, but it was really funny. And I realised after a while that my radio mic was tuned into the same frequency as the next door taxi rank. And I was kind of in mid-flow and kind of giving it some, and someone said, oh, I've got a flat tyre on me bleep bleep car. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know whether we had any response to that particular message. But the point is this, is that Jesus tackled this principle even before the peas were found and the pods were counted. Jesus said this, the harvest is big, but the labourers are few. He immediately describes this principle where there's loads to do, but there's not many people in which to do it. He also went on to say this, many are called, but few are chosen. Have you heard that? Have you read that in your Bible? This is kind of God's principle that he's happy for this 80-20 principle to be in effect as long as it's the right 80% and the right 20% doing the right thing. Are you still with me here? So what I want to look at is how God has tackled this 80-20 principle and turned it upside down. Are you interested in finding out what this looks like? Andrew is, because he needs to be, because he's a friend. Anybody else want to be a friend? So we're going to look at possibly one of the most well-known, most used scriptures in the Bible. It's from Isaiah 61. And up behind me is going to come the first verse of this scripture, but it's not going to come up at once, because I want to show you how God deals with this Pareto principle. Even before the Italian farmer found his peas worked, is that God already knew this principle. How many of you know that there's nothing new under the sun? Nothing at all. In fact, in my kind of studying and in my couple of visits to Israel and a lot of other people that have been there and come back, is that one of the great things with the returning Jews back to the Holy Land of Israel is that as the society is building and excavating and putting up buildings and this, that and the other. We might have a view on how they're doing that and where they're doing that. That's not the point. The point is as they're going below the surface, they're unearthing God's history in a new way. They're finding all kinds of buildings and relics and all kinds of places which are mentioned in the Bible but have disappeared. They're finding them. That's because there's nothing new under the sun. And they're finding all kinds of places where miracles happen, where miracles are happening again. I think that's amazing. So let's just have a look at Isaiah 61. We have the Pareto principle. The first line of Isaiah 61 says something like this. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is where? Who? Are you sure? Okay. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me because, in other words, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is not on me just because it's a good idea. It's not because God thinks we need a bit of help. We do. But there's a reason. The reason comes after the comma. Because the Lord, in other words, the person who really knows what he's doing, has anointed me. That word anointed just means empowered me. Have you got that? That's 20% of what I'm going to look at, but that's 100% for you and me. That's 20% of the Bible that we're going to look at, but it's 100% of what I need. In that one piece of the Bible, I get freedom. In that one piece, I get a new life. In that one piece, I get a new body. You might be thinking, when's it coming? I don't know. Well, in that one piece of the Bible, I get a spirit which goes on forever. In that one piece of the Bible, I get a relationship with God that no one can break. I get a partnership with the Holy Spirit that no one can steal. In that one part, in that 20%, I get 100%. Some of you looking amused, some of you looking bemused. Some of you are looking confused. There's a lot of fused going on. But in this one little verse, I get everything that I will ever need for life and for godliness in just that one little bit. One bit. The sovereignty of God, the majesty, authority comes out of that. My position as a Christian comes out of that. Your position, if you know Jesus, comes out of that. It's relentless, it's indestructible, it's irrevocable. The Bible says, I don't want my spirit back until you've done everything I sent it for. That's just the one line. Let's come up with the second line. Here's another 20%. This 20% is not for me. This 20% is through me. What does this say? To proclaim, make a noise about good news. There's an alternative. There's an option. You don't have to live like that if you don't want to. You don't have to struggle and have no hope and have no sense of future or purpose. You don't have to live like that because my 20% tells me there's 20% for you too. This is good preaching. The next line says this. This is another 20%. He has sent me. Man, you're sent. Now, I know in English, sometimes we use that word in a funny kind of way. It's said of me a lot. Sometimes I go and they say, you send me round the bend. Or you send. It's like, okay, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for that tremendous grace. But what this is saying is that 20% of the Holy Spirit gives me movement and momentum. I'm sent. I'm moving from A to B. I have a destiny. I have a highway, which is what Andy was talking about. He's going to be sharing with his guys. I have a journey to make. And 20%, just 20%, gives me 100% of what I need to go on that journey. But on that journey, there are people who just need to hear my story, your story, his story. There are people who just need to hear there's an alternative. There's options. And it's good. The next line says this. He sent me, is this, here we go. To proclaim freedom for the captives. This is another loud noise. What I find is that with the 20%, which is 100% of all I need, when I'm having conversations with anybody, I'm just saying, God, just help them be free on the inside. Just help them realize God wants them to live free. Free from sickness and free from pain, free from heartache, free from constant migraines and naggings, free from unfulfilled expectations, free from wrong relationships, niggling and nagging away at people forever and a day. Just free to be, the Bible says, a child of God. So that 20% gives me 100% to do that, to proclaim, to declare, to magnify, if you like, that there's freedom. Whatever kind of history we consider we've had, there's freedom from it. Whatever kind of past we consider we've had, there's freedom from it. Whatever kind of anxieties or nightmares or all of the stuff that comes upon us, there's freedom from it. And it's only 20% of my 100%. Are you still with me here? You see, this is the 80-20 rule. This is what it looks like. And then to release from darkness the prisoners. So we have 20%. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, but has 100% of what I need. The next four verses are for somebody else. That's a good 20-80 rule. That's very good. That's a good 20-80 rule. So it challenges our thinking, doesn't it? It's like, how does this work? When does this work? Well, let's have a look at how this works. To proclaim the year of the favor of the Lord is 100%. There's not a day when you can't do that. There's not a month when that doesn't happen. There's not a year when it's hard or easy. That's 100%. 100% of the time that you and I are breathing, sucking in square meters of oxygen and pumping out square meters of CO2. Every second of the day that we're doing that, if we let the Holy Spirit be everything he is to us, I can guarantee you can live on 20% and you can give 80% away. You can live on the 20% and you can give the 80% away. How many of you want to live like that? I want to live like that. I'm seeking to live like that. But that's how God's designed us. I don't need to have the hair on the back of my neck to stand up, to know that God is with me. I can help you with that. There's power sockets all over the place. I just put a finger in it. It works. I don't need to have jingly jangly hands to sense the presence of the Lord is on me. I know he's on me because he's told me he's on me. I don't need to have the wizzly woozies and flippy floppies to demonstrate that God's presence is around. Man, I just want to proclaim, release and deliver people. When you see people getting it, you see God's around. Now, it's great when all these things happen, but they follow us as we follow him, don't they? I just want to convince you today that whatever you think you have in God, it is enough. Because all we really, really need is 20%. That's all we need. By the Spirit, the Bible says, I have been born again. By the Holy Spirit, I have been made holy. The Holy Spirit works in me all the time, all the time, all the time, all the time, all 100%, all the time, all the time. I'm going to make you a bit more like Jesus today. I don't want to. I'm still going to do it anyway. I'm going to make you do the things that Jesus did. I'm too scared. I'm still going to do it. The Holy Spirit is constantly on our case, 100% of the time, just using 20% of his potential. Is there a penny? Can I hear some pennies going clang around the room? Or euros? Or Australian dollars? They're made of plastic. I think they're brilliant. They last forever. So 100% of the time, we're under the favor of God. Which means when I give my life to Jesus, and the Bible says there's a way of doing that, come and discover too, and you can find out what that looks like, and you can give your life to Jesus today. And you can be on the receiving end of this tremendous empowering of God. Power beyond our dreams. Man, I've tried some stuff and there is nothing like the power of God's presence. I've seen stuff and there is nothing like seeing God's power at work. I've touched all kinds of things, godly and ungodly. And there is nothing like knowing the power of God just there. It's just there. But I began to realize I don't need as much of the Holy Spirit as I thought I did. Because I got all of it to begin with. I've learned that as I move in that 80, the 20 becomes more effective. As I move, as I share, as I talk to people, the power never runs out. As I say, can I pray for you? I've got cancer. I don't care. I know someone who can fix that. Well, I've got AIDS. I know, but I know someone who can fix that. As I step into it, the power just keeps coming and coming. Oh, my eye doesn't work properly. Well, I know someone who can sort that out. Let's pray. Poof! Suddenly a light has come. Oh, my ears don't work very well. Pa-ting! Their ears open up. The power just keeps coming. Why? Because I'm just living out of the 20% for me and I'm using the 80% for someone else. What happens when we do this? All kinds of things happen from verse 2. Comfort those who mourn. Provide for those who grieve. To bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes. Not as well as, instead of. It means when we're moving in this Pareto principle, someone's countenance changes from despair to joy. Someone's going to be really, really happy that you had a conversation with them tomorrow. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is on you. You might not even mention it. You might even talk about it. But just go in it and see what happens. You're going to lift people's heads. You're going to lift their conversations. You're going to lift their hopes and expectations. And the oil of joy instead of mourning. Woohoo! Come. Oil, in my experience, fixes the squeaky wheel. You might be the squeakiest wheel in your family. Nothing's quite right. Nothing's quite how it should be. I have no idea. But let me tell you that the Holy Spirit is brilliant at sorting out squeaky wheels. He's very good at sorting out that neighbour that just gives you a bit of ear hole every morning. No. Just pray for them. Begin to release God's presence over them. And the oil will begin to get into the cogs of his life or her life and oil it. Maybe there's someone at work, they just hate your guts. I don't know if I've ever seen them, but they just hate your guts anyway. Can't just pray for your workplace. Use this 80% of what you don't need on 100% of what you need to see changed. And it will. Then it goes on in a garment of praise instead of, all these things are instead of, I love this, it's an exchange. A garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. Maybe you just know people, they're just not very happy people. I know people like that. I either love them or I leave them. I don't like being around unhappy people for too long because I wind them up. They don't like it. They come to me and say, why aren't you miserable one day? And when Jesus gets off his throne, I'll be miserable that day. Because I've read the end and I know how it finishes. Why be miserable? I've spent 26 years being miserable. Now I'm having a few days off. Hallelujah. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. How many of you want to live like that? Yes. Right, then give your 20% into the 80% of other people's lives. Give me more Holy Spirit. God's probably saying, we haven't used the last lot. But I don't feel it. Feel it. Come here, I'll help you feel it. We can help you feel it in all kinds of ways. On the head, we can help you feel it. He says, come on, they will be cool. Man, you're an oak of righteousness. They will rebuild and restore places long devastated. That's the power of the 80-20 principle. It's not about spending all of your effort on yourself. It's about spending 20%, which is all we need, on the 80% of what's going to be fruitful and effective. Oh, hallelujah. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated. Strangers will... I mean, you might have flocks. I have no idea. West Worthy, and I don't know, Gorey, they have sheep out there. Foreigners will work your fields and vineyards. What's this talking about? It's talking about the Holy Spirit talks different languages, crosses different cultures, doesn't just talk to people that sound like us. Talks to people, even if they don't sound like us. And you will be called priests to the Lord. And some of us really love this bit. I love to be seen as a priest to the Lord. Do you know what a priest does? Would you like to know what a priest does? Sacrifice every day. Well, what do they sacrifice? Not Jesus, themselves. So I don't mind being a priest to the Lord now that God's explained what the role looks like. Every day, come before me with an offering. What is the offering? You stood on it. Every day, come to me with a prayer. What is the prayer? I don't know, what's in your heart? Every day, serve in my house. What's the house? The place where I've put you. Every day, come on behalf of the people. Who are the people? Your family, your friends, your neighbours. We've got enough people. So if we want to live that verse, we've got to live out 100% of the 20% that we had in the beginning and give the rest away. Because if we are really priests, and I believe that's what we want to be and that's what we're seeking to be, we know we're not here for us. We're here for others. And you will be named ministers or servants of God. You will feed on the wealth of nations, and in their riches you will boast. That's 100% of the people that you meet, you've got something for. So now we have some equations. This 80-20 principle usually means 80% of the work is done by 20% of the people. God's turned it upside down. He said, I've given you the Holy Spirit and you only need 20% of him to work in you. 80% of it is going to work in somebody else. But when? 100% of the time. Who? 100% of the people. That's mind-blowing. I think that's mind-blowing. I was brought up as an engineer. I can't help it. I like to know why things work. And if I don't work, I say, God, you said this would work. Why doesn't it work? And he said, because you didn't do that. Sort it. If Noah would have just said one, none of us would be here. You can't be the only one. There's supposed to be two. It's supposed to be me and the Holy Spirit. It's not just supposed to be me. And it's not supposed to be just God, if I can say it that way. No, it's me and the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me. Well, there's two then. So if you know Jesus today, not only is this how God wants us to live, this is also how God's enabled us to live. If you know Jesus today and you've received the Holy Spirit, this is already working. Maybe it's not working in these percentages, but it is working. All I'm suggesting is that as we go in the power of the Holy Spirit, being led by the Spirit of God, as we become slightly less focused on what does the Holy Spirit need to do in me and say, what does the Holy Spirit want to do through me, then we might find the percentages change a little bit. We might find that on the journey of our life, we get our healing, we get our miracle. We might find that as we give, God is very good at fulfilling his own word. Have you found that? If you seek him first, he gives you what you need. So maybe some of the things that we spent hours praying and believing God for, if we just got on with a bit more of our journey with someone, God would give it to us on the journey. I have no idea. All I know is that the word of God is utterly trustworthy. Is this making any sense to anybody? So let's just go back to the first slate, this Pareto principle. Or someone else will do it rule. That's not us. It's not me. It's not us. It's not you. We're not people, I believe, that are just going to sit and think someone else will do it. Because we are the someone else. Because if everybody was sitting there doing that, who is it then? Who is the someone else? That's all right, I don't need to do that, Andrew will do it. I don't need to pray, Richard will pray, he's a prayer leader. I don't need to look out for people. Albert does that. No, I am to someone else. You are the someone else. This is, I'm not having a moan. I'm just trying to share the word with you in a context of how does it work. Let's all stand up, shall we? So the harvest is massive. Jesus said the harvest is plentiful, it's big. And we're right in the centre of it. Whatever the world is that you live in, whatever that looks like, that is your harvest field. Amen. That is the place where God is probably going to use you the most. Certainly the most often. You know, we've just had a missions week, which is nice, it's brilliant. But next week's a missions week too. So is the week after that and the one after that. If we begin to live a little bit more, Holy Spirit, just use me, rather than Holy Spirit, I want to use you. If we just say, Holy Spirit, please use me a little bit more, maybe every week will become a bit more like a missions week to all of us, where we see the power of God over a coffee, over breakfast. We see the power of God at a lunch break. Nowhere in here does it say it's got to be on a Sunday morning and nowhere else. Nowhere in there does it say it's got to be on a Wednesday night. It says no, 100% of the time. That's all of it. You can see my power at work. 100%. But with who? I have to be called to them. Well, God sorts that one out and says 100% of the people you meet are the people that you're called to. So he takes away some of the mass for us. Let's just close our eyes, shall we? It does all go dark. I haven't said that for a while. I thought I'd chuck it in. I've had a look. I'm not going to say it ever again. Father, I want to thank you that you have said that you will give your Holy Spirit to anyone who asks for it. And you've also said that your Holy Spirit is coming upon men and women, slave and free, young and old. Well, that's us, surely. We're in there somewhere. So I thank you right now in these next few moments, not only can we know Jesus a little bit more, and I need to, I don't know anybody else, I need to know you a bit more, but we can also let the Holy Spirit use us more. I don't want to be living 80% of the power of God for just 20% of me. I don't want to live like that. I want to live out of this 20%, giving it to 80% out of me. Man, I thank you that you've given me life and godliness. Everything I need is in Jesus. I thank you that you sealed the everything with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, help me just to become alert, a bit more sensitive, just watching, looking for the opportunities that you make to move in your power. I thank you that this coming week, we're just going to grab every opportunity in a new way as it comes. Just to be a light to someone. Just to be a hope to someone. Just to be the fountain of life to someone. Just to be an encouragement in a discouraged society. To be someone positive in a pretty negative kind of world. Just to be the salt into a tasteless environment. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you want to do that. You are doing that. And you want us to get involved in your journey. Hallelujah. I thank you. I thank you that the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me. Why don't you just say that to Jesus? Just thank him that the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on you. If you know Jesus this morning, and you've received the Holy Spirit, his power, then this is true for you. If you haven't received Jesus this morning, please come and see me at the end, or Richard or Andrew, and we'd love to either chat with you there or bring you to Discover too, and you can find out how to receive Jesus as your personal Savior and as your Lord, and receive the Holy Spirit as well. How many of you are so thankful that the Holy Spirit has anointed me because there's a reason? It's not just so I have a glowing neck or shaky hands. It's so that I can carry the very presence of God, which is an awesome thing. Why don't you just thank him that God knows who he's touched? That's you. That's me. He knows who he's given his spirit to. And as you and as me, if you have received this Spirit. But he also is looking for us to do something with it. And he'll give us the faith, because the Holy Spirit has got a lot of faith. He gives us the power, because the Holy Spirit is the power of God, the Bible says. And as we combine this faith, not in me, in me there's nothing good. The only thing that's good in me is Jesus. That's all that is there good about me, is Jesus. But I've got Jesus. So Father, I want to thank you right now, right across this room. You're answering every heart, every longing, every desire, whether it's just thought or spoken. Holy Spirit, you know what it is that we need. You know when we need it, and we need it now. So I thank you that you've equipped us in your Spirit to go into the world with some good news, with a message of hope and encouragement, to bring people through to a place of freedom, to bring people through to a place of seeing and hearing, to bring people through to a place of just being at peace with you, and at peace with others, and at peace with themselves. And I thank you, that's why you sent Jesus. That's why you gave the Holy Spirit, so that we could all be reapers in the harvest. I thank you so much for what's been sown, but you're saying the reaper will overtake the sower. And we can only reap when we follow your Spirit. We can only reap when we're moving as sent people. We can only reap when we recognize we're right in the middle of harvest now. And everybody's around our lives. So help us, Holy Spirit, to grab the moment, seize the day, make the difference, be the difference. For your glory, Jesus, for your honor, and for the extension of your kingdom. And if you're in the slightest bit convinced that this is true for you, you can say amen. If you don't, that's fine. I won't be offended. If this is what you want, then just have a conversation with Jesus for a minute. If this is how you want to live, tremendously exciting kind of days, filled with just extraordinary things that God does through ordinary people. You know, these testimonies that I read out, they're good in one way because they encourage us, but actually it's normal life they're talking about. God's doing stuff like that all the time. It's normal. It's great, but it's normal.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.